Task 2. Listen to the instructions on what to do in an earthquake. Decide if the statements are true or false. Circle T or F. You will listen twice. Now listen and circle T or F.
There are a number of things you can do to stay safe during an earthquake. If you are indoors, you must stay away from windows, glass, or anything that could fall, such as lightings. Then, take cover by getting under a stable table or something hard and wait until the quake stops. Don't attempt to run outside during the quake because you may get badly injured. If you are outdoors during an earthquake, stay there. Move away from buildings, street lights, because they may fall upon you at any time. And if you are in a moving vehicle during an earthquake, stop as quickly as possible and stay in the vehicle. Avoid stopping near trees, buildings, and utility wires. Lastly, if you are trapped under debris, try to cover your mouth with a handkerchief or clothing. Don't keep shouting, don't light a match, or move around, for you may kick up dust. You should tap on a pipe or wall so rescuers can locate you.
Now listen again.
There are a number of things you can do to stay safe during an earthquake. If you are indoors, you must stay away from windows, glass, or anything that could fall, such as lightings. Then, take cover by getting under a stable table or something hard and wait until the quake stops. Don't attempt to run outside during the quake because you may get badly injured. If you are outdoors during an earthquake, stay there. Move away from buildings, street lights, because they may fall upon you at any time. And if you are in a moving vehicle during an earthquake, stop as quickly as possible and stay in the vehicle. Avoid stopping near trees, buildings, and utility wires. Lastly, if you are trapped under debris, try to cover your mouth with a handkerchief or clothing. Don't keep shouting, don't light a match, or move around, for you may kick up dust. You should tap on a pipe or wall so rescuers can locate you.
That is the end of task 2.